Next case.
Case number 13083, Richard and Jolene Evans seek variances from the side and rear yard setbacks for existing structures. Section 115-20, 115-25, and 115-183 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the south side of Chipman's Pond Road. The 911 address is 12070 Chipman's Pond Road in Laurel. The zoning district is AR1. The tax parcel is District 232, Map 13, Parcel 3.28. The applicant is seeking a 49.2 and a 49.7-foot variance from the 50-foot rear yard setback requirement for an existing horse run and a 36.4-foot variance from the 50-foot side yard setback requirement for the existing horse run. We have 5 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 0 mail return.
Mr. Norwood, do we also need one for that barn, too? It houses animals. The shed.
I don't, are we sure that it is, or?
I thought it did. We can maybe ask the applicant about that.
Yeah, I don't know if I knew.
Okay. Good evening. Mr. Sharp will swear you in.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Jolene Cross, 12048 Chipman's Pond Road, Laurel, Delaware. I also own 12070 Chipman's Pond Road.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Whew, you know how intimidating this is, and I'm sure you hear that from everybody.
I like your shirt. That's very appropriate with your name.
Thanks. Yeah. Thanks. It's also my ringtone. So I'm also a twin. My twin sister's name is Jody, and if we were adoring, you know, family affair, it was going to be Jody and Buffy. Thank God Mom and Dad love Dolly. So we'll just leave it at that.
That's great.
Okay. So I didn't prepare anything because I never really know what to say at anything like this. I've never done anything like this before, and I'm sure you hear that from everybody else who comes up here. But what I can say is that we have a horse. We have 3 horses, actually. The structure that we need the variance for is a horse run-in. It is under 600 square feet. There's so many, you know, statutes and everything involved, like towns versus county and this and that. And we're AR1, and we kind of just shot from the hip on this, just knowing that we love animals and we live in a farming area, and that our daughter is very much into farming and preserving agriculture. And you all know, especially you being a flying a plane and Travis there, with the farms, Sussex County is the, Western Sussex is the hub of agriculture for Delmarva, really. There are the five aspects for the criteria for this variance. We do, I feel, fit into each of those areas. With the uniqueness of the property lies, it's history. The uniqueness lies in the history. So that specific piece of property, as well as where our house is and my brother who lives next door, it was all part of Lowe's Lakeview Campground. If you've been in the area for a while, I'm sure you went to a music festival there at night. They were pretty fun. Maybe got some ice cream at the camp store when it was still functioning as well. Go fishing down at the pond. We used to go swimming in that pond. Used to ride my bike over there all the way down Fire Tower. Of course, that's when times were safer. But anyway, because that was the Lowe's Lakeview Family Campground, there are multiple wells and septic systems all over that property. We do know where many of them are. They even are into that Changing Fates Equine Rescue area, which is behind us as well. We keep an eye out on that too for if a horse pulls up a well pipe, and they have. But the area where we have the run-in for our horse is, we know for a fact there is nothing there, and that is the safest spot for her. It is a halflinger. She's a little heavy. Beautiful girl. But, you know, a horse could suffer a serious injury or even death if they fall into something like that, into an unmarked or unstable area, and that does happen, you know. One of the areas that there was a septic on that property was in front of the garage. There is a dogwood tree that's actually in front of the garage, and there is a septic system over there that we were unaware of at the time. We have since found them. When the builders had come and done our garage, they parked their truck there. 20 minutes later, their truck was buried into an old septic. And, you know, that's, we don't want to take that risk when it comes to a live animal or a human who could be an animal, especially our daughter. Anyway, that location was chosen for the horse run-in because it is free of any wells or septic systems. It is the safest and most practical spot for that structure. It is careful placement, prioritizing the horse's safety while making responsible use of our land. It cannot be developed due to the physical circumstances of our property, including the narrow width of that specific piece. We do own the piece beside it as well. We'll get to that in just a little bit. But because of the narrow width of the property and the presence of multiple wells and septic systems from its former use as a campground, it's not possible to develop the land in strict conformity with the setbacks of the county. The run-in, however, is more than 100 feet from any dwelling in the area. My brother lives way over there. And there's no houses behind us. It's a horse rescue. And we have horses, too. So, you know, and even that horse rescue, it's funded by, like, different foundations. Nobody's going to be building there, like, ever. And as much as we love our agriculture and our area, we're not building anything else there either. So we'd like to keep it used for agricultural purposes. Yes, so not created by the applicant, the exceptional difficulty presented by the multiple wells and septic systems on our property was not created by us, but rather it's a result of its previous use as a campground. The pre-existing conditions limit these inherited physical limit where structures can be placed safely and practically. The only reason we really need that variance is because of those physical circumstances and considering the safety of our horse and us, especially when we're riding. It will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. As I've said before, it's all agriculture around us. There's a nice big field over there owned by Ralph Lowe, all that farming behind it. Teresa Ryan, the lady that owns that piece up there, she has since, she lives in New York. She lives in New York. She has since sold it to a Latino family who I believe have self-deported to Guatemala for the time being. They're nice people, though. We keep the grass cut. It is nice that it's cleaned up. And then, of course, where our house is, that's where I was going to come back to you with the two pieces. So the part where our house is, we have a mortgage on that, and we own outright the piece that our horse run in, that our farm is on. We did not want to combine that, and that was an idea that we did toss around. You know, what if we combine the two, then we wouldn't need so much on the setbacks or the variance or this and that. But first off, y'all know times are tough. I'm a teacher, he's a farm mechanic. we have animals, we do a lot for, you know, our community, and it takes two paychecks to make everything work. We own that piece. We don't want that piece tied back, you know, being held over our heads by a mortgage. God forbid something happens to one of us and we have to sell that house. At least we have a place that we can call ours. We'll live in the garage if we have to. we would need a variance for that too, though, I'm sure. but that's the definitely the uniqueness of our property and things that are not caused by us. We have a mortgage on the one, and we paid cash outright for the other, and we did a lot of cleaning on that. You know, there was, I think that area was a trash, was where they dumped everything from the campground. There were also bathhouses there that were all grown up and covered in woods, and we did not know what we were buying, even though we lived next door to it, because it was so thick until we paid for it, because we didn't want anybody building on top of us. We didn't really want neighbors too close. Until we got into the meat and potatoes of digging things out and going, ooh, wow, that's what we got. So anyway, It's not going to alter the neighborhood. If anything, it enhances. It's a very well-built structure. I've included some pictures in the application for you guys to show what the run-in looks like. They're even nicer, actually, than what's at the horse rescue behind us. The lady who owns the horse rescue, Karen Speaks, she even came over and she was like, wow, that's nice work. Might have to borrow your husband for a bit. So, which is fine. We don't mind watching out for them. Yeah, there they are. That white one is the one we're talking about. And you can see it's just the horse rescue behind us, nice big open area. That's our daughter with the horses. They're very therapeutic for her. Not long ago, she was diagnosed with obsessive compulsive disorder. And that can be, it's an extreme anxiety. A lot of people joke about having OCD, and I think we all may have it to a touch, but when it comes to a point where it starts affecting, you know, your everyday routine and things have to be a specific way, you need an outlet. And when medication isn't an option, you do have therapy, which is nice. You can also turn to something that comforts you. Horses are one of the things that comfort her. They're very therapeutic for her. You can love on them, you can snuggle them. They're these big animals that, you know, that big one anyway, is a gentle giant. The two little ones there, they can be pistols at times, but she broke one of them to ride. You can see she just loves them. And she's been her whole life's always been about agriculture. She's even been named Delaware's Young Environmentalist of the Year 3 times. And Denrek did a really cool video on her last year that is posted on YouTube. It's also on her Facebook page, Charlie's Chicks, because she sells the eggs. But yeah, we love having them. And if we can't have the horse run in there, I don't know what we would do with the horses. Also, if authorized, the variance will present the minimum necessary relief and the necessary modifications possible of the regulations in question. The placement of the horse run-in does not impede the use or enjoyment of the neighboring properties and ensures the paddock meets the minimum recommended size for a horse, which is 1,000 square feet per horse. The run-in is only 348 square feet. It's not that big. Her food is not even inside. She has her hay outside. So we don't feed her in there. It's just a place for her to go get out of the weather. Her water is in the far corner of that fenced in area over there. So, do you have questions?
I got to cantering when I was her age and I decided I better stop. Yeah.
I fell off of her back in October before we brought her home and split my head open. And, you know, talk about fear. And it was not her fault in any way, shape, or form. She's a baby, she's 3, she didn't even move. It's 100% my fault. I went to step off of her and the stool broke. I have lost some weight since then, just saying. but yeah, it hurt. And finding the trust to get back on her, even with it not being her fault, that really opened up something inside of me too. And I feel like the horses have also offered some kind of therapy to me too.
Questions?
She's here too, if you want to ask her questions, she can swear in.
Excuse me. Do you have any business relationship at all with the Equine Rescue next door?
No, we don't have business with them.
Okay.
Where we are neighbors, we do keep an eye, you know, friendly neighbors. We do keep an eye out on their horses because Karen doesn't live there, the owner. There are volunteers that come back there.
Yeah.
We are signed off as volunteers for the rescue if need be. Just for insurance purposes, but you're supposed to look out for your neighbors.
Understood.
Through thick and thin, and we do. And there have been a couple times where their horses have colicked, and you know we've had to call and say, "Hey, you need to get over here," or you know, "Hey, there's a police helicopter flying over looking for somebody. I think they might be in a run-in, okay. You know, hiding in the corn." We've done that too.
How long have they been in business?
The Equine Rescue, they've been there longer than we have. We've been there. So the house was built in 03. We moved in 2016, October of 2016, and they were there long before that.
Okay.
But not I know they weren't there before 03, because whenever Lowe's Lakeview campground went out of business, and long story short, drugs are bad, the guy lost everything, I feel bad for him. But
do you have any reason to believe that the Equine Rescue would change its purpose on the property?
Absolutely not.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions?
When was this put in?
The run-in?
Yeah.
In October, November, right before we brought her home.
And how did you become aware that it was a violation or in violation?
Somebody turned in my neighbor on the other side of my brother, and I guess he got a little twig stuck somewhere, and then he said, well, they've got that. So then we got a visitor, we got a visit from the county. Okay, I was being kind. We got a visit from, I guess, a code enforcer, and he was very pleasant, Chris Leighton, very pleasant, very kind, walked us through steps of what everything was. We explained where everything was, and you know, even since then, you know, he's like, oh, by the way, you need a variance for that fence too. We even took care of that. It's the only thing that exists now on our property that needs that variance is that horse run-in, which is deemed as a shed down there.
Okay.
That we really didn't know.
Has there been any complaints?
Never. Never. We have also letters of support that from each of our neighbors that were signed.
I was going to ask, have you spoken to your neighbors?
Yeah, I talked to every one of them. They're great. They're great. They all love the horses too, and you know, they have kids or grandkids. They bring them over to pet them, and you know, we'll give pony rides to the little ones. Big one's not broken yet. She has broken to drive, but not ride yet. So we'll get there.
Yeah.
She's young.
Mr. Sharp.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Looking at the site plan that we've got there, so we're talking about two different structures, I think. One is what's identified as the shed in the rear corner there.
Okay.
That's one where I think you said that
that's the one we need the variance on.
And then I see there's another barn a little further, closer to the middle of the property, but out on that side property line.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a barn that the horse stays in?
The minis, that's permitted. We have permits on that, though.
Okay, so we don't need a variance for that. Is that right, Ms. Norwood? Okay.
The code enforcer said that was permitted, the man cave, the shed. We have, our most current one is the large pole building.
Okay. All right, I just wanted to make sure
that... The only one we didn't have was for the horse run-in, which is named as shed.
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure we had everything
gotcha.
Identified that we needed. All right, I have no further questions. Thank you.
Does that conclude your presentation, ma'am?
You guys want to say anything?
Thank you.
Yeah, okay, thank you very much.
Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Anything else from the board? At this time, I will close the public hearing for case 13083 for Richard and Jolene Evans and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 13083 for Mr. Richard and Jolene Evans. For the variance pending the final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing. For the following reasons, the property does have unique physical conditions. The exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant. Variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and the variance represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief.
Second.
Motion and a second. Dr. Carson?
Aye.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
Mr. Lemongoff?
Aye.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye.
And I too. In a vote of 5-0, your case is approved.